Thanks, Vic. Well, James Michael, it's a huge weekend for the University of Nevada Wolfpack. Colin Kaepernick is the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Just take us back to University of Nevada. What type of player was Colin?
Man, he was a playmaker, you know. Ever since I first met him, my freshman year out there, it was he the same kind of thing happened, you know, this time in the Super Bowl. This season for the 49ers, he actually got a start later in the year. You know, the starting quarterback went down, and he got in there and just balled out, and the guy never got a job back. The same kind of thing happened, you know, with Alex Smith situation. But he's a playmaker, man. He's been doing that in practice and everything, you know. So nothing he's doing right now surprising me.
Speaking of college and practice, what was it like defending him? What was it like going against him day in and day out?
It was hard, man, because it was going against one of the best athletes I've ever seen, you know, playing quarterback. He has the ball all the time, you know, so it's like, you know, the read option they did, and it was hard to stop it, but it actually made us a pretty good defense, though.
All in all, are you surprised to see the way he's been productive with the 49ers?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I always just tell people, like, all he needs is a shot. You know, I'll just get that man the ball, put him in, and then let him get comfortable, and he's gonna play good. Like, I knew that going into it. He needs to just keep playing the way he's playing and keep making plays, and he'll be perfectly fine.
So when you look at Colin, just how excited and how happy are you for him?
I'm real happy, man. I'm real happy, man. I'm like, I watch his games like I'm a fan of the 49ers. You know what I mean? I want them to do good. I want him to do good. I want team to win the Super Bowl, because that's amazing, you know, from coming from a school like the University of Nevada to playing in the Super Bowl. It's like, no, it's you couldn't even write that story. It's crazy.
Browns fans, we're joined by linebacker James Michael Johnson here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, James, how's your offseason been coming along for you?
It's been coming along good. You know, I'm rehabbing my knee. I'm just about 100%, so I can get back to training now. I'm about to go back to California and visit my family for a little bit and work out there and just enjoy my offseason and get my work in.
And speaking of that process, how's it been working with the Cleveland Browns training staff?
It's been good, man. It's been good. I'm glad I stayed here. You know, I've been doing everything. I've been here working out, getting my rehab right. So, I mean, I'm glad we have a really good training staff to put me in good situations so I can rehab better.
With all the excitement surrounding the Cleveland Browns, had you have time to meet the new head coach, Rob Chudzinski?
I met Rob Chudzinski, day after he first got in here. So it was cool, man. He's a nice guy. I like him. You know, he got a good vibe about himself, and he's really enthusiastic about us playing. I got a good feeling about this.
And your new defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, made it clear that he wants big guys that can run and little guys that can hit. Just talk about how you see yourself fitting into this new multi-front coverage defense.
I think I fit in well. You know, I've watched film from the Arizona Cardinals defense, and their linebackers. Their linebackers are really good. They have really good linebackers that make a lot of plays. They're really good with their hands. And I think I can fit in with that mold, you know. Just got to learn the defense and just get to playing.
Speaking of watching film, have you had time, along with your conditioning and training, and have you been able to watch footage of your play from last season?
Yeah, I am. I actually just talked to the video guys and asked them to, you know, give me copies of all my film from I had this season, so I can take that home with me while I'm in Cali and just study that, study what I did wrong, and, you know, things I can improve on.
You were surrounded by a lot of veteran players, from Scott Fujita, Crisco, Connor Quell Jackson. Just taking a look back at last season, what did you learn from being around all those guys?
A lot, man. I learned a whole lot. I learned so much just watching those cats, like watching them, how they get ready for practice, how they watch film, and what they look for, and just how they go throughout practice. And I think I've gotten immensely better from when I first got in here, out here in May, you know, to now. I feel like I'm a totally different player. So it was a blessing. It's a blessing last year to have the kind of vest we did and have the kind of veteran leadership, because they were so open to helping the younger players. You know, I have friends around the league that told me it's not always like that.
And just overall, how excited are you to get this 2013 season going?
I'm really excited, man. It's I think I'm gonna have a good year this year. I think we're gonna have a good year. I'm just really positive about all the changes that's been happening. You know, I feel like we're going in the right direction.
Well, James, thank you for taking time out.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Back to you, Vic.